From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. The future of the Manoman Health Center is the focus of a public hearing next week. CEO in Manoman, Dale Kruger, says the facility is transitioning from a critical access to a rural emergency hospital.
The only difference between our current designation and the new designation is that we are not able to accept inpatients, but we can accept patients as observation bed patients.
Kruger says Manoman Health will still have an ER, radiology, X-ray, MRI, lab therapy, and all other outpatient services. Area residents would have to travel to Fargo or Bemidji for procedures that require multiple days of recovery. Kruger says the hospital in Manoman is expected to stop taking and accepting inpatients as soon as next month.
The number of inpatients that we have at our facility has severely dropped off because of insurances, because of Medicare and prior authorizations. It's much harder to be considered an inpatient in the hospital.
Kruger says the community won't notice the change and no employees will be displaced by the transition. Again, the Minnesota Department of Health is hosting a public hearing next Tuesday night on the Manoman Hospital's move. State Senator Nicole Mitchell, a Democrat from the St. Paul suburb of Woodbury, was arrested early yesterday in Detroit Lakes on suspicion of first-degree burglary. Bill Werder has more.
Police Chief Steve Todd says the homeowner called police and officers and deputies searched the residence and found 49-year-old Mitchell, who was taken to Becker County Jail. County Attorney's Office reviewing the report and will determine whether Mitchell will be charged. Senate Republican Minority Leader Mark Johnson says he is shocked by the news. The public expects a high standard of conduct from legislators and, quote, as information comes out, we expect the consequences to meet the actions, both in the court of law and in her role at the legislature. Unquote. Senate Democratic Caucus says they're aware of the situation and have no comment pending further information. Bill Werner reporting.
Mitchell was elected in 2022 and is a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force Reserve and a former TV meteorologist. Turkey hunting season opened over the weekend in Minnesota. Conservation Officer Ben Huner in Roseau says enforcement action was taken during two different parties for hunting turkeys without a license, with additional enforcement action taken for a turkey killed without a license in a previous year. Conservation Officer Sarah Yan in Thief River Falls says the opener was slow, with wet, cold weather likely keeping hunters away. However, those who did brave the weather appeared to have good success. Enforcement action was taken for transporting loaded firearms, burning prohibited materials, and allowing illegal youth operation on off-highway motorcycles. Conservation Officer Nick Brusewitz of Carlston says turkey hunters saw some success in the cold conditions in the Northwest. He said time was spent working fire enforcement for failure to tend to a permitted fire. And lake sturgeon don't need Endangered Species Act protections. Federal wildlife officials made that announcement, saying that stocking programs have helped the prehistoric fish return to areas where they had vanished. The decision will end the Arizona-based Center of Biological Diversity's petition, which was filed back in May of 2018, asking the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to list lake sturgeon as endangered or threatened. The Fish and Wildlife Service said populations aren't at historical highs, but stocking returned them to the Red River of the North between Minnesota and North Dakota, the Tennessee and Cumberland Rivers, portions of the Mississippi River, and the Coosa River. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.